but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, we talk about baseball and the boys of summer. How about the kids at Murray Hill Little League? They are heading to San Bernardino this week for the Little League World Series. Regionals for the Little League World Series. Ryan Metten joining us from Murray Hill Little League. Hey, Ryan, tell us about this team.
Hey, John, thanks for having me on. You know, it's a team of warriors. I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, this is a group that is well-built for the occasion. We're going to go down there and try and make some noise and represent the state of Oregon. You know, we're very humble and grateful for the opportunity. It's something, obviously, the kids have been dreaming about since, you know, Little League, you know, days in the farm system and the T-ball system. And it's crazy how fast it approaches, and here we are. But to speak about this group of resilient kids, you know, this is a group that is, you know, one state has 10 U All-Stars. We fell short and runner-up last year in the state championship. And now we got it done this year, and you know, we're able to finish on top and have this opportunity to head to, obviously, down to San Bernardino for the regional. So they're excited. We're excited. We're very proud of them. And here we go.
I love this. And so, all right, give me an idea. Like, is the practice done, or are you guys, like, ongoing practicing all the way to Thursday?
Hey, you know, we're out here right now. In fact, it's no days off. We did give the boys about a day and a half, 2 days off following our state championship win over Southeast Portland, who had a great program, a great run. Hats off to those guys over there. It was a battle in the state final and in the semifinal against them. But we did give them a couple days off just to, you know, you got to have that recovery time as an athlete, we believe. And then it's right back to work, you know, and that's where we're at today. You know, we're 2-3 hours a day before we fly out on Thursday to head down there and get ready for opening ceremonies on Friday.
Help us get to know your team a little bit. I mean, we've seen Murray Hill Little League over the years make noise in getting to Williamsport, and you know, but they're in going to San Bernardino for the regionals. Help us know this team a little bit. Tell us about some of the players.
Yeah, you know, we've got a well-rounded team, and that's the beauty of it, right? We've got 1 through 12 that have consistently shown that they can, you know, get it done at the plate. We are, you know, what I would say probably one of the deepest around in pitching. We've got, you know, 6-7 guys that, you know, can throw some velo and throw strikes. And you got to have that, I feel like, to make a run. And we've been able to do that throughout districts, throughout state. You know, we've got a team fully, like I said, it's a team that's been together for 3 years. We've got a team full of 12-year-olds, and we have one 11-year-old that obviously is eligible to come back next year for his last season. So it's a group that is fairly, you know, obviously age-appropriate in terms of that 12U year, and they're all mature in that way. But they're also all warriors and competitors, and I think, like, that's the best thing about this team is they've been battle-tested, you know, because we've been coming up together all together through the past 3 years. And so that's where, you know, we've got good, solid hitting. We've got good, solid depth at pitching. And we've got, you know, a defense that we feel like is up there, you know, with everybody. So that kind of gives some insight on what group we have. And it's a fun group, too. I think that's the thing that gets overlooked sometimes when, you know, making these runs. It's a group of kids that loves to have a good time on the field. You know when it's serious, but know when you be light a little bit and have a good time with each other. So that's important as well.
Ryan Metten with Murray Hill Little League. They are headed to San Bernardino for the regionals. Beyond that, do you already start thinking about what lies beyond San Bernardino, or do you focus on the game in front of you, as Dan Lanning reminded everybody this week?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Say that one part you were cutting out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, look, you're going to San Bernardino. We know what lies beyond San Bernardino. Can you afford to think about that?
You know, in a group, and we've been, this has kind of been our mantra, we've been a group that, hey, take it one step at a time, and that's what we're kind of doing. Obviously, it's our wildest dreams, and all these kids, you know, have that dream of, you know, because you've seen it, they've grown up with it, to get to Williamsport, but we're going to leave that right there, and we're just going to enjoy this process and battle test ourselves in this process at regionals and just take it literally. We're looking ahead to Sunday at 6 p.m. That's all we have circled right now is Idaho on Sunday at 6 p.m. And that's where we're going to start. That's where it's going to, you know, where we're, our journey's going to start. And that's what we're thinking about only right now. So yes, Williamsport, of course, we'd love to get there, but we just have, we have this in our sights right now, and we have Idaho in our sights first and foremost.
All right. Give me an idea. You know, you're around these kids. Kids are changing, you know, mobile devices and attitudes, and everyone thinks they're getting an NIL deal. Are you able to still just, are you able to still have fun? Are they still 11 and 12-year-old kids when you're out there on a baseball field?
You know, that's a great question, John, especially, you know, I'm heavily involved in the basketball community, you know, working, you know, I run Hoop Source Basketball.
Yeah.
And so, you know, knowing, you know, that side of things, you know, on the basketball side and being involved in other sports, it is a beauty and a joy to watch, especially, you know, where we're at right now. I think that's the undertone with Little League is the beauty and the opportunity to still just kind of be a kid, you know, because that's, I mean, you'll see it, you know, on TV and over the next few weeks as they saw it with the softball group that just finished up and now heading into baseball. These kids, you know, they are reminded, they remind themselves, we remind them. The message, you know, even from Little League and being on all the calls we've been on as a coaching staff, that, hey, you still got to keep it at check, and you still got to be a kid. When it's all said and done, they need to remember this opportunity, and they need to relish in it and be a 12-year-old kid. You know, you don't have to be out, you know, we're not asking these kids to be 16, 17, 18, or, you know, to lose sight of that. And that's a message that Little League really heavily promotes that we've understood and come to understand these coming weeks and seen so far. And it's a message that we're going to continue to draw. And, yeah, even right now in practice, they're able to enjoy it, and they're able to understand that, hey, you know, and we understand as coaches that, listen, you're going to be 12 years old still at the end of the day, and understand that there is time to do that. And I feel like Little League, so like baseball, has really – you know, over the past years, you know, 8 years that I've been involved with, you know, Murray Hill and the organizations out here, I've really seen that sentiment. I can really speak to it and say, hey, that message is really, really strong within the baseball community around here and what I've seen in Little League.
Umpiring, we've been talking about it, Ryan, on today's show. We had a former Major League umpire on, and, you know, parents, sometimes we see these viral videos of parents losing their minds. Give me an idea, the umpiring you see in Little League baseball today, how are parents and coaches and players reacting to the umpiring? Is that a problem, or are we just seeing the worst of it on social media?
I think it's a balance. I think there's a balance of that. I think obviously everything's going to be magnified and the optics through, you know, obviously what you see on social media. But I also think that I think a lot of it has to do with communication. And I can speak for Murray Hill. Actually, I'm the umpire in charge, and so I'm in charge of actually getting the umpires for Murray Hill throughout the regular season. And I will tell you this, I send a very strong, very, very discerning message to all the managers, to all the families. We're very, very upfront about that. We don't mince with any mince words. We make sure that the parents, that everybody that's involved with Murray Hill understands that, hey, these umpires are humans. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be mistakes made. And that you have to understand at the end of the day that we are not going to allow the abuse or the things maybe out, you know, the craziness you see on social media. We're just not going to allow it. And I think it's, I'm not saying we're the only ones. I'm only speaking for Murray Hill because that's what I'm involved with and who I'm involved with. I'm hoping that that message is being sent all over the other districts and all over the state and all over the country. I don't know if it is, but I think that's where you can really get ahead of the game if you just set expectations. I think that's life in general. You set the expectations, people will follow, and if they don't, then you have repercussions and you have reprimands in place to make sure that we keep this game whole we keep this game wholesome and we keep it, you know, light for the kids and make sure that we understand what the real purpose is for these kids that are playing the game. And I think that goes with the parents. I think that goes for the fans. I think it goes with the managers and anybody that shows up to the game, whether in whatever sport it might be. You know, I see it in other sports, too. It's gotten out of hand. The message has to be clear. And it starts with the fans and with the families and with the coaches understanding that, hey, we've got to look at the mirror and we've got to be better. And everybody has to be better. And then I feel like it will trickle down to everybody else.
The United States region tournaments taking place coming up here in the first week of August. One of them, the Northwest region, will meet in San Bernardino, California. And you've got Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington all sending teams. Do you know anything about the competition? Have you scouted at all these teams from Alaska, Idaho, and Washington?
I don't want to sell cards too much, but yeah, we always, you know, that's one of our goals is obviously to understand our opponent as best as we can. And that's hard sometimes, especially when you're playing teams from other states. You eat a lot easier when you're playing teams within your own state and within your own district. But, you know, we've got a great system here within Murray Hill. We've got great, especially you speak about that tradition and the ones before us. We've got great a great network of people with that just comes with age and that comes with, you know, obviously experience of people that we can rely on and people that maybe have a word or two about the competition we're going to see. So, of course, we try to get ahead of that. We know a little bit about Idaho, and we're trying to gain more and more and know a little bit and much more about our opponent as every day goes by. That's our job and our goal. But, you know, there's also the old cliche and old sentiment, take care of what you can control. And that's our play and what we can do on the field. And we feel like we've got the best shot when we can take care of ourselves first and foremost.
I love this. Murray Hill Little League will be playing Idaho on Sunday, and it'll be on ESPN Plus for people who want to watch it. Washington and Alaska on the other side of the bracket. Stay in the winner's bracket, Ryan. That's the key, right?
That is obviously always the key. And for anybody else that's out there, you know, we've been, you know, I hope you don't mind, John, if I give a quick plug. Is that okay?
Plug it. Go ahead.
Hey, we're really trying to create an optimal experience for these kids. And so if anybody has anything they want to do to support, there's definitely a way to support Murray Hill and that and this group sending us off to regionals. And that's through our GoFundMe. We set it up with Murray Hill Community. It's got a picture of our state, you know, us, the kids holding the state banner. And we appreciate any and all. You know, we've been seeing some great. You want to talk about community? We've seen some really great people step up and really help these boys and send them off with, you know, extra funds for a better experience, and that's all we're trying to do for these boys. And that game Sunday night will come quick. We understand that. We've got opening ceremonies on Friday, and we're excited to be able to represent Oregon. And like I said, more than anything, we understand the opportunity, and we're very humble and grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, you got the opening ceremonies. What do you do with the downtime? Because you play these games on – you know, you have the opening ceremonies on Friday, and then you turn around and you play games on Sunday, and then so, you know, what do you do with the downtime? How do you keep these kids occupied?
You know, that's a challenge, right? Because especially while we're playing, you know, I just think about when I played and when, you know, the athlete at hand, it's like you want to protect these kids in terms of, hey, you don't want them on their feet too much. You don't want them in the sun. It's going to be hot down there.
Mm-hmm.
So finding activities that maybe are indoors, but they opportunities, again, what you said, enjoy the experience and relish in it. And this is an opportunity for this group, you know, this is going to be their time together and finding ways to make sure that they are staying mentally focused, but also being that 12-year-old kid. And so there's a balance there. We've got some ideas, but definitely we want to create enough rest, but also enough opportunities to be together and relish this opportunity and have some fun while we're down there. So we're going to mix it up. You know, we're going to find those activities and find some, you know, opportunities to enjoy it, but also making sure we're off our feet, getting ready to prep and play. And so, you know, we've got some of those holes and gaps right now. We're coming up with activities for these boys to have that strong balance, I call it, in order to make sure they maximize the best they can on the field.
All right, get to Williamsport. You know, that's the goal, and have some fun doing it. Ryan Menton, Murray Hill Little League. Thanks for popping on, man.
Hey, John, thanks for having us. And, we're gonna do our best to represent Oregon. Appreciate the time.
All right, there he goes. Live from Little League practice, Stephen. 12, 11, and 12-year-old kids training. They're headed to San Bernardino on Thursday. They will play on Sunday on ESPN+. And they're representing the state of Oregon. That is our team as it heads off to play. And they'll... Only one of the teams from Washington, Alaska, Idaho, and Oregon, only one of those teams will make it to Williamsport. But they are right in the mix, so we'll see what happens. All right, we got Punch It Audio coming up.